attached to the house.
So that you say it's...
The French word is armoire. And the ones we use the most here is called a wardrobe. That's where they used to hang clothes. And they were just pieces of furniture sitting around in the room wherever you wanted them. The old house had closets, but it also had wardrobes. And I gave one to the Sam Houston Museum and one to the furniture that I had, maple furniture, I believe is what it is. I gave to a first cousin, and Judge G, her son in Austin, has it now. And of course they had dressers, and we used what were big chests of drawers. And we have some of the furniture.
Did you ever call them anything else?
Just chests that I know of, and wardrobes and armoires. And then they had a little, what they call a whatnot stand. My mother had a music on. And the French word for that is an étagé. Now don't ask me how to spell it, because I couldn't spell it to save my life. I speak very little French. Just a few little words, like my mother used to say to my father, "Je vous aime, je vous adore, que voulez-vous plus encore?" I love you, I adore you, what more could you wish? And then I know a few other things that you don't speak of in polite society in French, and that's the extent of my French. I studied Spanish for 5 years and never did learn to really speak it. I could keep from starving to death in a Spanish-speaking country if they didn't speak any English. But that's about all, and I can curse in both languages. But I've been in cattle business all of my life, ever since I was, as far back as I can remember, I had a calf or two anyway. And
tell me about that.
I had Jersey cows. We milked 5 cows in those days. Why, I don't know, but we did.
Did you ever see, did you ever milk the cows yourself?
Oh yeah, I did for about 5 days and made up my mind then if the world depended on me for withdrawing the milk from the udder by hand, they could do without milk and butter. I let the calf have it now.
Did you say anything to the cow when you did that?
No, just stick your head in a flank and milk with both hands like that into a bucket. Or sometimes they used a cup, big cup that was held about a quart.
What was the cup made
of? Ten cups. They were metal cups.
What about the bucket? What was that?
And the bucket was aluminum bucket, treated bucket, and had a hole on the side, just leaning a little bit in the top, with a strainer, cloth strainer, that they cook washed every day, and it was fresh when you went out. You'd milk it in the cup and pour it in, let it strain through so there wasn't any trash or anything that got into the milk. And it protected it from any flies that were around.